Welcome to everyone on this 13th Sunday of Pentecost, August the 30th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. Can you believe that it is already August 30th? Where has the time gone? It seems like just yesterday we were in June. Our weather this week has been a mixed bag of sunshine and thunderstorms, cooler nights and windy days. We give thanks for the rain, that it helps the crops to mature and the tomatoes to grow in our gardens. I have a lot of tomatoes this year, so I'll be freezing lots and making some barbecue sauce and some other things that I can decide upon. I know lots of you are canning as well. It is such a wonderful way to use God's bounty and to have some taste of freshness in the winter. Church Council met on August the 25th, and at this meeting, your council discussed the reopening of church for in-person worship. Council unanimously decided to reopen on October the 11th, which is Thanksgiving Sunday. There was a long discussion about this, and of utmost importance is the safety of our congregation. They decided to wait and see what the school openings are going to be like. More information will be available in the September Messenger, which will be available later next week. Our go-to meeting, Coffee Hour, meets at 11 o'clock today. Please join us. Every week there is an invitation included in an email that is sent out. We would love to have you join us. And also please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. If it has been a while since you've sent in your offering, please think about doing so. Thank you to all who support and pray for our congregation in these past 6 months. I can't believe that it has been over 6 months since we have been together. Let us now take a moment to prepare ourselves for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray our prayer of the day. O God, we thank you for your Son, who chose the path of suffering for the sake of the world. Humble us by his example, point us to the path of obedience, and give us strength to follow your commands. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our opening hymn is hymn number 802 from the ELW, Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus.